Welcome to the ALS PCS version 4.0 refresher for the moderate to severe allergic reaction medical directive. I'm Jennifer Woods, pre-hospital care specialist with SWRP, and alongside me is Dr. Don Eby, one of our local medical directors. The following is intended to provide you with a summary of notes that reflects the changes to the ALS PCS version 4.0. Should you require additional resources for further clarification, please see the Advanced Care Life Support Patient Care Standards version 4.0 found on our website at lhsc.on.ca/BHP. So, Dr. Eby, what has changed in the moderate to severe allergic reaction medical directive?
Thanks, Jen. There are two changes. The first is that reference to epinephrine auto-injectors has been deleted from the ALS-PCS. This was because most services don't use them, and it was felt it wasn't necessary to list them in the medical directive. The second change, and really the important one, was that there has been a reintroduction of a second dose of epinephrine. This will occur with a minimum dosing interval of 5 minutes. So between the first and a potential second dose, you would wait for at least 5 minutes.
Excellent. So, Don, why has this changed?
Well, epinephrine has a fairly rapid onset, usually within 5 to 10 minutes, and a short duration of action. So usually epinephrine will only last for about 15 to 20 minutes of a duration of effect. Therefore, it was felt that patients might benefit from a second dose of epinephrine, but we should wait for at least 5 minutes between doses before making the decision to give it or not.
Great. So just to clarify, if there's no clinical improvement, then I should consider the readministration of a second dose of epinephrine with a minimum of 5 minutes following my first dose.
That's correct.
Don, I noticed that the companion document notes if the patient's clinical condition does not improve and that in the opinion of the paramedic, the patient would benefit from further doses of epinephrine, a patch to the base hospital physician must be initiated. What should I do about that? Does that mean I can give more than two doses?
The way the medical directive is written is that two doses is usually sufficient to get the effect that you want. However, there may be certain circumstances where, such as prolonged transport, or where a patient might have improved and then begin to deteriorate, where a third dose might be of benefit. In those situations, it's considered reasonable to patch to the BHP and discuss it with them.
Excellent. So how is are all of these changes going to affect my practice as a paramedic?
Well, because you can now potentially give a second dose of epinephrine, paramedics have to closely monitor their timelines when treating these patients. So to make sure that at least 5 minutes has elapsed and whether the patient needs it or not. And other treatment priorities should be considered, such as virtually in no cases where epinephrine is given that you would withhold diphenhydramine. That should be considered essentially as a follow-up to the epinephrine with a maximum of one dose.
Okay, so if a patient has taken epi prior to my arrival, should I still consider giving my dose of epinephrine?
Good question. I think it would depend on when the patient had given themselves the epinephrine. Given that it has a maximum duration of action of about 20 minutes, if the patient had given the epinephrine 20 minutes ago, then obviously you would carry on and give a dose. If it happened to be a minute or so before your arrival, it might be reasonable then in those situations to just monitor the patient for the next 3 or 4 minutes. And if the person hasn't had improvement, then you would be giving your first dose of epinephrine with the assumption that you could give a second if that was necessary.
Great, thank you. And so what if the patient had taken Benadryl prior to my arrival? Should I still be considering my dose of Benadryl for readministration?
Again, this is a good question, and it would partially depend on when they had given it to themselves. If the timeline was 20 or 30 minutes, I would probably still consider giving them a second dose. Again, if it was 5 or 10 minutes before you arrived, I think it would be reasonable to hold off and see whether it was necessary.
Okay, so I also noticed no change in the dose, so we are going to continue 0.01 milligrams per kilogram.
That's correct.
And we'll round it to the nearest 0.05 milligrams.
Yes.
With a maximum dose of 0.5 milligrams.
That's correct.
Okay, and just a review, for normal tension, we're talking equal to or greater than 100 millimeters of mercury systolically, or age times 2 plus 90. And then a review of hypotension would be a systolic blood pressure less than 90 or less than age times 2 plus 70. Is that right?
That's correct as well. Okay. And so these changes apply to both the primary care and advanced care medical directives.
Excellent. And the enforced date, July 17th, 2017. And if you have any further questions, please contact your pre-hospital care specialist.